This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Colorado Springs police say a shoplifting suspect is dead following an officer-involved shooting. The police department says that officer tried to stop the suspect from fleeing a Walmart store on East Platte Avenue yesterday afternoon. After running after the suspect on foot, the officer tried using his taser to subdue the suspect as he hid behind a car. Sergeant Jason Newton with CSPD explains what happened next.
The suspect actually was able to pull a handgun and shoot off at least one round. In response, the CSPD officer pulled their duty weapon and fired at least one round, striking the suspect.
The unidentified man was pronounced dead after being taken to the hospital because this shooting involved an officer with CSPD. The El Paso County Sheriff's Department has been called in to investigate the shooting. A man's in critical condition, sparking a police investigation. It happened last night around 11 when medics were called to a man down in a parking lot of a business at North Union and East Jackson Street in Colorado Springs. Medics determined that the man had life-threatening injuries. CSPD says evidence located nearby pointed to the man having been hit by a car. The major crash team was called in to investigate but has not identified any suspects so far. Heated debate about vaccine mandates nationwide. Starting today, New York City public school employees face possible suspension if they haven't gotten at least one shot of a COVID-19 vaccine. Also, California becoming the first state to mandate vaccinations for staff and students. There's mixed reaction among parents.
I definitely do not agree with it, and I will for sure pull my kids out of school.
If it's mandatory to get into school, then of course, because we want them to continue school.
Here in Colorado, COVID-19 hospitalizations are steadily declining, but they are still higher than where state health officials would like them to be. Incident Commander Scott Bookman says 829 patients remain hospitalized and are getting treatment statewide as of Friday.
We really need to see these hospitalizations go down significantly before we're going to feel comfortable with the hospital capacity that we have as we start going into the colder weather season and people start moving indoors.
Roughly 4 out of 5 hospitalized COVID-19 patients in Colorado are unvaccinated, a statewide vaccine mandate now in effect for all healthcare providers. It's being called the biggest leak of offshore banking data in history. A new report dubbed the Pandora Papers includes millions of leaked documents detailing how world leaders to celebrities hide their assets from authorities and tax collectors. ABC's senior national correspondent Terry Moran reports the investigation names names of more than 130 people listed on the Forbes billionaires list.
Where are the wealthiest Americans? The Jeff Bezoses, Bill Gates. Financial experts say that they tend to pay such low tax rates anyway in the United States. They don't use tax havens as much, although they do use some, just not the ones in these papers.
The investigation also shines a light on trust companies based right here in the U.S. in states like South Dakota, Nevada, and Delaware, where critics say weak transparency laws allow the wealthy to hide their fortunes. Pro-choice activists rallied in Southern Colorado to protect a woman's right to an abortion. Hundreds of people gathered in America the Beautiful Park in Colorado Springs Saturday to protest recent anti-abortion laws and court rulings. The group marched through the downtown area, including a stop at City Hall. A similar rally was held in Pueblo and in Denver. Many used the organization of thousands to protest that new restrictive abortion law in Texas. It was all part of a nationwide day of protests to support women's rights.
Beautiful start to the work week. Plenty of sunshine, warm temperatures Monday afternoon. Look for 78 degrees out of Colorado Springs, 82 in Pueblo. Clear and cool overnight with morning starts in the mid-40s. Again, we'll go from sunny to partly cloudy skies for your Tuesday afternoon. 76 degrees in the Springs, 79 for Pueblo. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson for KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.